House Bill 3142 passed on an 88-11 vote Wednesday afternoon after contentious debate on the floor. Long sought by industry, the legislation would reduce the severance tax paid by coal companies on steam or thermal coal from 5% to 3% by July of 2020. Supporters say the bill would make West Virginia coal more competitive and potentially boost employment at mines. Opponents say there's no guarantee cutting severance tax paid by coal companies will lead to more jobs. Experts say cheap natural gas is the primary reason coal-fired power plants are closing. State revenue officials estimate cutting coal severance taxes will cost the general fund about $60 million. The bill now moves on to the Senate for consideration.